Good to go. So, how are you feeling? This has probably been the craziest week of your life.
Yeah. It's been wild. I feel great. But yeah, it's been a whirlwind, as they say.
Did you expect like any of it before you even stepped foot into the octagon?
Not this much. Like, I knew I was going to do a lot better than I did my first time, but I didn't think it was going to be to this magnitude.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of interviews out has been insane.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's overwhelming, but there's times where I'm like, all right, look, man, somebody's pause real quick, please, you know, but yeah.
Man, it's been, honestly, it's been so awesome to see. And like I saw the one you did with like Ariel, and one of the comments was like, I had like the Monday blues until I saw this. And then I was like, really happy. But like, to be honest, I was the same. I was feeling kind of shitty. And then I saw it and I was like, man, what's wrong with you? Like, awesome, have some awesome energy.
That's the goal right there. Boom. Yeah. Energy. Boom, 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 everywhere.
Do you realize how much you inspire people, how much you impact people, and like just by being yourself?
Now, yeah, like, you know, you got that. I've got a close group of friends or whatever, and you know, they always say there's that one person that pours into everybody or whatever. So I've always been that person. You know, I've always wanted everybody to be somewhat, you can't be happy all the time. I know that's impossible, but like, if you're going to be around me, you know, give me at least, you know, a strong 30% of it, you know what I mean? But yeah, now that whole, like, I'll get inboxes sometimes like, dude, I was about to sit down. I just saw you do a backflip. No reason for me to sit down, man. I was like, hey, get up, man. You go do it then, you know? But yeah, now that's the overall goal, man. If just to be able to touch somebody in a positive way, you know, make them feel wanted or like they can do it themselves, you know, also. So, you know, I'm hitting goals left and right. So it makes me feel good too, you know.
Have you been able to catch up with all the messages yet?
No, and I feel bad because like I'll get a strong like 200 and I'm like, yeah, all right, I made a good chunk. And then as soon as like, and Instagram's dirty too, because they make it look like it's gone, and then next thing you know, it's filled back up and you're like, you know, but I am like personally responding back, not like a stamp. Thank you. You know, like write more than,
yeah,
you know, whatever. I'm actually, you know, I'm reading it. I'm responding, you know, to actually what you're saying. So just know, people out there, I promise, I'm not a jerk. It's just, it's so much right now. I'm getting back to you. It's slow, you know, slow turtle wins the race, you know. So we're getting there.
Man, after this weekend, if anybody says you're a jerk,
you're right.
Like, just sit down. Shut up. Well, like there was this one. Well, obviously there was a thing that you said that I feel like 170 pounds mentally. So I was wondering, like, do you ever like stand in front of somebody, like anybody that you fought or train with, and just being like, in your 170 pound body, think, damn, this guy's big?
All the time. There's not a day that doesn't happen. Like, just moving around, like, say, for instance, with the Alistair, like, you know, deep down inside, I was like, I'm 170, but I need my 200 pound body today for this event, you know, going on. But yeah, no, there's been one fight where the guy was kind of my height, and that was my first fight ever against the dude that had 90 plus pro fights, Jonathan Ivey. He's like a cult hero in Tennessee and whatnot. But that was like the only time I had somebody my height. And you can see in the video how excited I am, because in that fight, I'm throwing, I think I threw like a jump spinning hook kick, a 540 tornado. Like, I was throwing everything just because I was like, easy target, no more 6'3", 6'5", everybody else, you know. But yeah, like everybody, I'll say, once we start bouncing, everybody feels the same height. Once we get moving, I'm like, okay, they're not that tall, but man, those I hate doing weigh-ins, because it's like, oh yeah, like You know, but yeah, no. Once we get the movement, everybody's the same height. But yeah, no, I know I'm short. Yeah, I know.
Trust me, I'm short too. I hate weigh-ins. Also, weigh-ins, they just like, they zoom in to like arms and just this. And I'm just like, okay, well, all my weight's in my legs. How about you just, like, zoom out more so I look like, I look good in this weight class? Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something that is like absolutely crazy. Well, for me, it was crazy. So I trained Taekwondo since I was like eight, right? And I lived in Miami. And I trained with Juan Moreno. I don't know if you know.
Wow, yeah.
So this like, because I was just thinking about you and the, like fighting and like, and also when I see guys from like Taekwondo or girls from Taekwondo and then they compete, I've noticed that there's this big like commotion around for the Taekwondo people. Like it's quite a pride. Like, oh, that guy's from Taekwondo. Like everybody kind of like rallies around. So like, I woke up and I was like thinking about your fight and stuff. And then I was like, I wonder if he knows my coach. So then like, and he messaged me like that day. And I was like, oh, that's so strange. Like, and he told me that, that he did a few seminars with your brother, Curtis. And he like, he knew him and like, had like trained with him. And now like out in Atlanta and like, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, once you like that TKD, it's a big but small world. Like once you start, you know, getting up there and whatnot, like everybody's, you know, family now, especially MMA wise. Like I had the guy, oh my god, I forgot his name, but he's the two-time Olympian. I think he's like the number one guy from Belgium. He messaged me. He was like, yo, I appreciate you putting Taekwondo, man, putting respect. And I was like, yeah, we're gonna put some respect on my name finally, you know. But yeah. I love the Taekwondo community.
Do you feel like that's your style? Like that's what you want to represent? Because I see you always walk out to Barnett Taekwondo.
Yeah, more or less like one, it was always in the gyms, especially in Florida in the gyms, it was always karate will get you killed, Taekwondo will get you killed. So I kind of came into MMA with a chip on my shoulder with the whole Taekwondo thing because it was always, oh, well, don't do Taekwondo. If you're going to do any type of style, do Muay Thai, wrestling and this. And I was like, okay, you know, I got something to show you, you know, I don't think I landed a punch except for at the end in this fight, it was all kicks. And you know, yeah. Like there might've been, I think we had like two exchanges hand wise, but that was our, one of our goals. We were not expecting him to kick it off, threw me off completely. That was like our plan Z because we went through ABC real quick and then he started kicking and I was like, hang on, I'm supposed to be kicking. What is he doing? I definitely, and that's what got me here. Like, let's just be honest, you know, from the tornado kick I did over in Korea, against, Shim Ganu in Road FC, Taekwondo has always been the art form that's always made people go, how is he doing that? You know? And that took, you know how it is with the Taekwondo, like a tornado kick to them was like, oh my God. To us, it's like, okay, we gotta do five of them. All right, let's go. Boom, 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 boom. You know? That's definitely my new little chip on my shoulder, my Taekwondo chip.
Did you ever try to do like a little bit of like Muay Thai and like see the difference, see if you liked anything from it?
Yeah, not to take anything like I with those strict Muay Thai guys that stand, you know, that do the straight down the line, they got sick and tired of spinning sidekicks to the stomach, like, you know. So they would get mad at me and like, oh, you know, you're not doing it right. And I was like, I'm winning, why are you mad? Like, last time I checked, if I scored, that was a point, right? So I've definitely played in the factor, but it always reverted back to Taekwondo for me. Like, okay, so basically take a 45 step instead of just stepping down the line. You know, little things. Even with like capoeira, like I know there's a big debate right now. Everybody's like, he had the hand down, so it was a capoeira kick. But so either way, like the way the kicks outside of Taekwondo, I pull it back into it. Even with the jabs and punches and boxing, like, you know, the jab, that's my front foot. The straight, that's my back foot, you know. So yeah, it always dials back to TKD at the end for me.
It also, like, what, because I saw on some of your interviews that you said, like, oh, I looked at Jean Volante's, like, whole Instagram, like, I knew his wife, I knew his
yeah,
kid,
you gotta,
I knew his apartment. Man, I was like, dude, that's a serious amount of research, and, like, not a lot of fighters do that. It's, for me, it's very 50-50 that I've spoken to, mm-hmm. like, some are like, nah, my coach does everything, and others are like, sort of look at it, but, like, to that point, especially at heavyweight, it's quite like an odd thing.
Yeah, because you get typical, what, you know, heavyweight, we all have on 4 ounce gloves, somebody, you know, you hit really hard, so you'll win type thing. Me, I like to play that not the mind game of it, but, you know, hey, I'm gonna check that status. How was your day today? Hey, man, I hate that my team lost. He's grumpy right now. I bet he's not going to train the same, because, you know, and me, I'm already a head case as it is. So if I sit and I'm going to wonder about it anyways, so why not, you know, just two clicks. Let's see what he's doing today. Mm-hmm. Oh, he went trick-or-treat. Oh, man, that's nice, man. He got all that candy stuff. You know, like, it's fun to me. It's part of the game. Like, it's... there's so much more to this MMA thing that people, you know, just, it's not just us punching to it. You know what I mean? It's such a chess game. And that, to me, that's another part of it. Me just moving a pawn is me clicking on his, you know, profile and being like, oh man, he's got a cute little baby, man. Oh man. Like, you know, but yeah, I love the mental warfare of it also.
Is there anything that, like, surprised you? Like, that surprises you really when you look into a fighter that you've seen that you're like, whoa, I didn't
seen it all at this point. Only thing, only, you know what? No, the only thing that would surprise me, have you ever seen that Key and Peele skit where the dude's like, they're running a promo for a fight, and the guy goes, yeah, I'm literally going to kill him. And then he disappears out the screen. Then he pops back up. And
I'm definitely looking it up.
It was wild. Yeah, it was wild. But yeah, now with these fighters now, you're either going to get the guy that's over the top trying to sell the tickets, you're gonna get the guy that's gonna, you know, shoot it straight. Hey, I'm a fighter that can't talk. He's just gonna be like, I fight. So what did you do today? I fight. So what did you do yesterday? I fight. You know, you're gonna get that guy, or you'll get the, you know, the intelligent fighter that, you know, you can get a little bit out of and this and that. But, you know, but yeah, nothing. I hope I've seen it all. I'll say that much. But yeah, I think I've been around the block enough to seen it all now.
Man, like, seeing you fight, like, after somebody sees you fight, then they go, yep, I've seen it all now.
Yeah, right.
You're the I've seen it all. It's not anybody else.
Maybe that's why I've seen it all, because I've seen me. Yeah. Yeah.
Seen your videos, they're like, well, that's it. That's all the internet I need today. Do you think that you got that, like, because I heard that obviously your father's like a big influence in your life and in your training, and he had you and your brother, I heard, like, to, like, test stuff out. So do you think that mentality kind of, like, transferred over to your career in MMA?
Especially, like, with, I like to bounce around training a lot, because what he taught me was always be a sponge, you know. You can't go into a gym not expecting to learn anything from the white belt to the black belt, because that white belt might step a little different, you know, or might turn on the pivot a little different, you know. So I've definitely always tried to take that into my own, like, when say, for instance, when Stipe brings me out the camp, you know, like, they think, you know, oh, he's just here to be DC little. I'm back in my mind. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. I like that also, you know, just taking little things that work for me, yeah, and, you know, using it myself. And then a lot of times they start picking, you know, my brain to make me better, like Bobby up there, and then Alex, the pad holder at Strong Style, like, the way they would come up and be able to take my Taekwondo and mix it in with their style. It was, man, wow. Yeah, it was crazy, you know. But I guess, yeah, the style, shoot, I don't even know. Yeah, pretty much just him always telling me be a sponge, like I SpongeBob. That'll be me every time I show up to.
Imagination.
Yeah, but there it is.
I love SpongeBob. Oh, and what's this other thing I heard when you were like, you were talking about Beast Boy, and then you said like, oh yeah, from Teen Titans. I was like, yes!
Yeah, that's
Teen
it.
Teen Titans!
That's
it. I love it.
The nerds know, baby, yeah.
And the old Teen Titans, not the new one.
Yeah, yeah.
The Cartoon Network one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that new one, I don't know.
Another thing like that interests me obviously is that you walk out to the Spain flag, right? Like on your arm, mm-hmm. is Spain and so what is the story around Spain? You're born there and then moved to America, or?
Yeah, father's in the Air Force, so mm-hmm. we were stationed over in Zaragoza. So that's why I got the flag, you know, gotta represent where I was born. Plus the European market. Wow, man, I love them and they love me, man. It's amazing the love that they give, man. Like, I wanted to be quote unquote, like the first Spanish fighter in the UFC. And then I think, what's that guy's name? He won the tough show, the heavyweight that won the tough show. He ended up being the first, you know, Spanish fighter. Like,
all right, cool. Juan Espino. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, cool, whatever, you know, we can have it. He can have it for now. But
I'm gonna fight you.
Right. He's up there too. He'd be good at helping me climb the ranks. That's why I rep it. You know, I was technically, well, not technically, I was born there, you know. So, you know, shoot, that's where I was born. I'm gonna throw it on my arm, you know.
Have you visited like since?
No, I think the closest I got was, I want to say we had a plane that we landed in France. Which, man, oh man, their little COVID protocol was wild at the time. We were trying to get to UAE and we had to go there. But yeah, that was the closest I've been since so long ago, so long ago.
Well, now they got like bonus money. You can go right, get now, some Spain.
I don't even know what's going over there with all this stuff going on. Get halfway there, they send me back. You cough wrong. You got to go back. Like, what? Okay, wow.
I was born here. You cannot accept me. So that was the fight that you went over, and like the guy really like made you upset.
Yeah.
You don't seem like a guy that can easily get upset. Yeah. So what happened?
Okay, so I was supposed to fight Ole Thompson. It was gonna be a great grand rematch. Like, oh man, I couldn't wait to get this one in, but Ole had, I guess, complications with the whole COVID stuff again. Yeah. He had everything down, but you had to have it 3 days in. His was 4 days, and I don't know. It was crazy. But his coach, his boxing coach, actually, boxing and Muay Thai coach, had already flown over a day before, so he had made it. So in my mind, I was like, wow, man, this guy, thanks a lot. And then that night, pretty much, as I'm Googling him, looking like, okay, hang on, this guy doesn't even have a he doesn't have a record. Hang on. Oh, man. History. So I find his amateur fights, and I was like, oh, no, this is, man, I hope they really paid this guy, because he's got two amateur fights. Now he's 2-0 amateur. I guess he's just now getting into the, or was getting into the MMA thing. But I'm sorry. Like, I know they did it to me. My first pro fight was against Jonathan Ivey. I think he was 57 and like 67 or something like that when I fought him. Now this guy has to fight me. I at the time was 20 and 6, and he's 0-0. And I'm like, dude, there's like, you can't, if I do anything, I'm going to look like a bully. Like, there's nothing I can do. All I can do is thank this guy. So we get to weigh-ins. He's, you know, the whole weekend, you know, in passing, you know, we kind of, I look away. I don't like seeing my opponent really too much. You know, I know I'm already going to be nice, but I hate it when I'm overly nice to him. And then it turns into, yeah, man, how's your family? No, how's your family? Me and John the whole weekend were like that. It was bad. I held his son and everything. It was nuts. but yeah, so this guy, he walks by and I'm noticing, and I'm like, okay, he's grumpy. I guess I'm going to leave him alone. I'm not going to say nothing. We get to weigh-ins. And he still has that same energy. So I'm like, all right, you know, let me dial this down. I guess it was because of the mask that we had on. I go up to say, hey, man, I really just want to thank. And I don't know if he thought I said, I don't know what he thought I said, but out of nowhere.
Wank.
You know, something that's like, I don't know. He goes, you know, bro, fuck you, bro. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to kill you. I'm not here for no dancing. I'm not here for no singing. I'm going to tuck you out and I'm going to kill you. And I was like, well, I was just about to thank you. Like, I was more hurt than I was angry. I was just looking around like, huh. And then it hit me. Hey, man, you can't be no punk on stage. I don't know what ghost came out of nowhere and hit me. Was like, hey, man, you got to get tough. You got your shirt off over here, get tough. So I was like, hey, man, da, 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 da. They came and grabbed me. I see why those guys do that now. The whole little, let me jump a little more because I know they got me. I did it twice. I was like, I got me. I'm in your face. So they grabbed me back, you know, the rest of the way. And the guys, I know they probably think I'm crazy. They have to think I'm crazy because I was not even angry. So I turned it off instantly. They're like, hey, man, you better calm down. We're going to take your money. We're going to do this. I was like, why are y'all going to do that, man? I'm fine. Like, I'm perfectly fine. I turn around, he's over there yelling again. I turn it back on. Oh, yeah, that's how you feel. Blah, 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 blah. They go, I thought you said you're fine. I said, guys, I am. I'm playing the part. Y'all look, you know what? Y'all want it or not? What do you want me to do? I ain't going to touch them. Trust me. So then they, you know, we already have the separated seating. We're technically supposed to still be next to each other, but now we're both in timeout. So they move us all the way from each other. And then he starts saying something random. And I'm like, dude, we just had our moment. Stop. Like, stop it. We literally had our 15 minutes. Good. He's still over there chirping. And I was like, okay, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm going to give you a piece of my mean mind. And I think I said like something like, you know what Deontay Wilder said? Yeah, I'm going to execute my right just like him. Like, not even tough, but the tone maybe made it sound a little tough or whatever. But right after that, I got a message like in UAE, it was probably like 4 or something. Stipe messages me and goes, hey, are you okay? I've never seen you like that. And I was like, he made me mad, but really I was just playing the part, Stipe. Let's be honest. Like, I know this dude is like terrified. You can see it in his eyes in that video actually on my page. Like, he after the fight, he told me straight up, he goes, bruv, I almost made myself trip up or something in the hallway because I did not want to fight you after that. I really thought you was going to kill me, bro. I was like, nah, man, you know, you made me mad, but I wasn't mad. I was just hurt. He goes, I'm sorry, bro. You know, I had to play the part. Me coming in, you know, 0-0, you know, I had to be the tough guy, you know? And I was like, yeah, I guess, man. You got to be careful doing that, man. That's the face of the meme that we have together is me being like, you can't just do that to people. Right? You're going to do it to the wrong person one day, man. You got lucky with me. But yeah, no, that was that story there. good old you. I forgot his name. But yeah, no, good guy. And then I don't know if you saw the end of that video. Frank Trigg let me throw that knee. Like the ground and pound jumping knee.
Yes, yeah, that was like, so cool.
Trigg, stop. All right, you don't want to stop it? I know how you'll stop it. So, but yeah, that was that story. Like,
taking notes, jumping knee.
It worked.
It looked good. And like, I also want to like highlight how good your British accent was.
Hey, all right. Practicing that with me. And my kids, like, they watch that Peppa Pig all the time. Peppa Pig, Muddy Puddles and all that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, been there, done that. So, hello, Daddy. Are we going to play Muddy Puddles? Yeah. I've been there, done all that, all them. They're past Peppa Pig now, but my niece might still like some Peppa Pig, but who we?
I have some Peppa Pig gummies here. What is it called? Marks and Spencer's.
No, buy another thing and then throw them both in the trash. No, just
so
hey, that's Miocic behind you.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah, it's him fighting Skyscraper. True. And
you have the one fight that he should have never lost up.
Sorry.
Oh, Dan, and that's your boo right there, Dan Hardy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So good with red hair. Look at that.
That's yay. Oh, man. We had the mohawk. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's the party days right there. Oh.
I remember watching him be like, oh, he's crazy. Yeah. What happened? How you doing? I shouldn't admit that at all. I sound like such a stalker. I mean, I mean, a little bit.
Yeah, you know, come staying, to England. You know,
yeah, exactly. Thanks. It's different. Sometimes, like, I tell them, and I'm like, "Oh, is that crossing the line? Am I like no longer cute? Is it not weird?"
Clearly, it's working. It's working. So you good?
I know where he lives now. I mean, what's he gonna do? I know where he sleeps. Where he lives.
Like, they're gonna use this video as evidence. You better be careful.
I just have the Raptors like cut this out, like special for me.
Oh man,
like honestly, it's so cool to watch you, like to watch you fight and to watch your energy and to see how you inspire so many people. And I remember like one day that I don't know how this will sound. I don't have a very good filter on like what's good conversation and what's not. But like, I remember one day, like I was feeling like really like I was just feeling like bad, and like I had just had knee surgery and I had gained some weight, and like I couldn't really move very well, and I just felt like, you know, I was felt like really, really down. And I was with my dad, and he was like, "Oh, you know, like let's just practice some kicks. You know, kicking always makes you feel better, and all this." And I was like, "No, I can't. Like, I'm not agile anymore. Like, I can't move good. I'm like not nothing, right?" And then he brings out like a video of you, and he's just like, "Look at this." Never,
awesome.
Ever give me that excuse. Punches, yeah. And I was like, Fair enough.
Okay. I can't even say nothing now. Yeah, <can't> even... That's what's so awesome, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Like, honestly, you inspire people in so many ways. And I can't even like right now think about like the amount of people, imagine in their own homes, that have talked about your fight, your walkout, your like, it's insane. And like wow. I messaged my coach and he was talking about it and how much he wow. loved it. Like,
yeah, I was trying to watch some of the reactions on YouTube, and it's you'll hear some of the people that have known about me for a minute, they're like, all right, yeah, he's gonna get there, it is, baby. But like the people that you can tell weren't expecting it at all, you'll hear, holy shit, well, wait a minute, what? And a front flap. And you're like, yeah. But yeah, no, it's been a whirlwind just a wave of positivity. You know, there's that one guy in the comments, and then, but everybody's like, word, oh, who pooed in your breakfast this morning, huh, buddy? Huh? What's wrong with you? You know, but yeah, no, other than that, man, it's been what I want. Like literally just that positive wave, man. And the cool factor is like, I know me and I need to message him, but me and John probably actually end up training, because I need to get up to Strong Style and whatever, and he's there, so we're gonna link up, man. We might do a little podcast thing together or something. So yeah,
that'd be sick.
Yeah, everything's going in the right direction, you know.
Is there anybody else that you'd like to train with?
Everybody, to be honest with you. I hit up Pettis and them, like, because I like their style of Taekwondo for MMA. So I was like, hey man, we should link up, you know, get some in. That oh my God, it's killing me right now. The dude from Belgium, the two-time Olympian guy, want to slide in there with him, because like he throws all these crazy triples, and like on his third, it's
you know
always-
what? I know who you're talking about. I have no idea what his name is, but I try to find his gym.
Yes, he hit me up, but I was like, ah! like just honestly mixing it up, like I was telling you, I've always been that sponge. So anybody that wants to train, I had this guy, Cody Beck was his name, backyard fighter, especially like before this whole wave that happened. I literally was, hey man, like asking old friends from high school, I know you don't know how to fight, but can you just put some pads on and just throw some punches at me? That's all I need for you, right? You know what I mean? So like to have this guy, his name was Cody Beck, he came out of nowhere, backyard, one of them backyard fighters out of Oklahoma, no, Arkansas. He's out of Arkansas. I guess he's got the belt and everything. Real good guy. I see why he beats up those other little backyard dudes. Kind of cheating, if you ask me. But he came out and helped out. And anybody, if you feel you've got the guts to come out, train, I'm more than happy, because one, you know, get that whole MO of, oh, you're just going to try to hit me hard. No, we can move. We're going to learn. We're going to do whatever, you know, so I'll train with anybody that's willing.
Is it difficult for you to find partners? Like, do they find you sometimes intimidating to the point where they're like, no, maybe I don't want to train with you?
I don't come across, I try not to come across as, you know, intimidating. I know you know, sometimes they put up training videos and it's like, word, you throwing that in training too? Nah, I'm good. But you know, it's hard in locations. Like, say if I go to a Stipe is going to bring in four other heavyweights, you know what I mean? So a lot of the times it's better when you catch a heavyweight in camp, because a heavyweight's going to bring in at least 2 to 3 other heavyweights. And half the time you might know one or two that can come with you. So you'll get a solid like 6 heavyweights in a room at a time. I remember, where were we at? Jackson Wink. Like, man, it was like a candy shop. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got Jones over here, you got this dude over here, Juan Adams over here, the crochet boss, you know what I mean? Like, you have all these bodies in there, just big bodies that you don't get to train with, because 9 out of 10 times, if you're, I'll say, like a top heavyweight training by yourself somewhere, you're training with little guys. And, you know, you can't hit the little guys hard, or you got to chase them around for about 4 minutes of a 5-minute round. And here they come, you know. I said that because John Dotson did that to me a couple of times. I was chasing them for 4 minutes, and then it's just like, you know what, you saved all that. Matt, thanks a lot, man. Now it's a lot easier, especially with what just happened. I'm getting a lot of, hey man, anytime you need it. Oh, where were you? You know, 2 months ago, jerk.
Right. When I needed a training partner.
it started out difficult, but Scott Barrett, actually, big name, especially that the Bible Belt, as we call it, in the South over here. He helped run Black Zillions actually at the time when Glenn was alive and whatnot. He actually use his links and connection. It was a lot of traveling and whatnot, you know, which I'm not gonna complain about, because I've seen that's part of it. Fighters gotta travel to get to where they need to go. But it was also cool being stationary and having the guys come to me, you know, that worked. But I got all the heavyweights I need now.
You know what? These headphones are somewhere that I think would be like great for you, and obviously just putting it out there, because you said like Belgium for Taekwondo, and like in Paris, an MMA factory, they have loads of like heavyweights. Plus you got Cyril Gan that's fighting for
I ran into him at the hotel.
Oh,
and I lost it. Like, my coach called me up. He was like, you're really fanboying over the heavyweight. I was like, have you seen him fight and move? Like, that's what I'm going for. He's just in the body that I need to do it with, you know. But yeah, not like
my spirit body.
Yeah, like we had just got done doing our last little workout or whatever, and so they had these little hot blankets, and Scott thought it'd be so cool to put me in one of these hot blankets, knowing I hate heat. So I'm in there and I'm like, yeah, I see why they use this. This is dumb. Can you get me out now? I'm on weight. I don't know why we're doing this. So I leave that. You know, I'm a little groggy. I realize he's in the lobby, and I'm like, this isn't gonna go how I wanted it to. But I said, hey man, I just add you on Instagram. Why don't you add me back? He goes, huh? He doesn't know who I am. So I rib shot him. I punch him in the ribs and I go, hey man, you would add me? He goes, oh, you're the guy. Okay, yeah, I got you, bro. But it was cool. And then after the fight, he I think because one of his boys fought on the card, he walked by, you know, and acknowledged me. I pointed to him or whatever, he pointed back or whatever. So hopefully I can link up with him, dude. That would be phenomenal, man. Like, his kicks and everything, I would definitely love to pick his brain with stuff.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Plus he also loves dancing. Like,
yeah, I saw that.
There's never a time ever that he's not like with music and dancing and like just like, how y'all have so much energy.
We're variants. I have a feeling we're variants of each other. Just that's I knew it. I knew there was something going on there. I just got the bad body variant. I'm from universe. Like, got the 616 one, you know, whatever.
the Loki variant.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Oh, I loved Loki. That was so cool. Have you seen it?
Season two. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. And the new Mandalorian stuff gonna come out. Yeah. The 29. Oh,
is Gina Carano in it or no? I've been seeing.
I don't know. I think they took her out because she said some stuff.
She did her thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotta do you.
I don't even remember.
And then I heard they were gonna replace her with Xena Warrior Princess, but I heard she was doing something else with Disney. So it's like, come on, y'all, get it together. But nah, yeah,
give me something good.
Yeah, I hope the little baby gets. I want him to become a Mando so bad. That's what I want him to get. Have the little suit and everything, and just.
I wonder if you can. Like over there, have like the baby Yoda, not Grogu, and like really? Lego and stuff. Oh my god, I have like the keychain, like everything.
I got my son the operational Mandalorian, like, you know, Operation the Game. Yeah, you got one that like you can pull out the little stormtrooper's head, you can pull out Grogu's head and whatnot, little stuff like that. But I'm a Star Wars fan.
Are you a Lego fan as well?
Yeah, we before we left, we were playing Marvel Lego, getting mad because we thought we had saved the game, but we didn't, so we had to start all the way back over. Don't nobody want to be Hawkeye and Black Widow in the beginning, you know, that whole thing. But yeah,
they're cool.
I get it, but you don't want to start over again after you've got Iron Man, you don't unlock Hulk, Wolverine, and everybody else, and you got, I got to be Hawkeye again, I guess.
So who's your favorite superhero?
Oh no. Well, that's tough. It depends on the day of the week, to be honest with you. Some days Black Panther, some days Hulk. Some days I don't like the hero. Some days I feel, you know, I'm like, oh man, I like Omega Red, you know. So I'm just like, I'm everywhere with it. So just depends on the day of the week. You know. I could say if I were to it had to be, I guess, what's his, I think it's Scar, Hulk's son, the one that wields the sword. I've been reading up on him, and he's actually, that one, I feel we have a connection.
Feel a connection there.
Yeah, when I read up
so on him. What about him makes you feel a connection?
How he's misunderstood, but understood, and then, you know, he wants to listen. But there's just something inside him that he just don't want to listen. It reminds me of my childhood. Like, well, so much. I wanted to listen, but there was just something inside of me that just wasn't, it just wouldn't let me listen. And then here comes a shoe. Fow, fow, fow. Pow. Oh, okay, I'll listen. But yeah, no, I relate to him in that manner of him being a knucklehead.
Yeah, well, it makes you a good fighter. Shoe comes at you, like, start slipping.
Wow, well, not with the accuracy my mom had. Yeah,
for real, those shoes are like.
I think what Eddie Murphy said, that you could be in another room and you like, haha, I got away. Wow, oh man, what the hell?
It was like around just defies physics.
Yep. Get you when you think about doing something. Like, wait a minute, I didn't even do anything yet. Wow, I know you're thinking about it. It's like, jeez.
So you were this energetic as a child as well.
Yeah,
was
but
it worse?
But worse?
Was it
yeah, but worse? Worse. Like, it was. Yeah, yeah, it was bad. What was it? You know, maybe maybe they just had me in the wrong settings. You know, no, it was bad. It was bad. Yeah.
Did you feel like Taekwondo was what helped, or dance was?
Oh
what
yeah,
helped?
Hands down. Like, that's why they put me in Taekwondo. Like, boy, you got too much energy. Okay, so when you get home, we're going straight to this. And then after that, we're going to do the other one. And guess what? You're going to do the adult class tonight, too. You know, so it's like, okay, all right. And that would maybe slow me down a little bit. That'd get me enough to do my homework. That was about it.
did your mom, like, did she, because you, I heard you say your whole family has, like, or black belts, mm-hmm. or like, have belts in Taekwondo. So was it, like, they did martial arts before and then they took you here, or they took you to like calm you down and then they started doing it as well?
No, it actually started out with my brother getting picked on in Spain, on the Air Force base. He used to get picked on a lot, and my dad not being there, you know, to be able to be like, hey guys, stop picking on him. He was like, look, man, I'm tired of you coming home from getting beat up. You have to do something. You have to defend yourself, you know? So he taught him there. And then actually when we left Spain, we went to Colorado, and that's when they started taking it together. He saw the benefits that Kurt was getting out of it, so he started taking it. From Colorado, where we moved, Texas, and then Georgia. Yeah, Georgia is when I actually started to pick it up. So the benefits of it for Kurt, now my dad and Kurt are taking it, and they're, you know, great, in shape. All I remember, all the little pictures and all the whatnot, and kicks and all that other stuff. And then also, my brother didn't want to play football, so he was like, hey, you're going to do something, you know. So Taekwondo, there it is again. My goofy self, they were like, hey, we're going to dial that in right now, all that energy. Taekwondo. So we got me, my brother, and my dad in it. I get to, I think, brown belt. And then my mom's like, y'all ain't about to leave me out. She actually goes through the process, catches me because I stopped for a minute because I started playing football in high school. So she ends up catching me in Dan's and whatever. I think she's passed me now. I think she's like about to go for her fourth, try to go master. Oh. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And then she can give out black belts when she's fourth, right?
Yeah. You know, so yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, so it's been a boom, boom, boom. Mom got in it. Now it's with me, my two little ones are in it. You know, my brother's youngest isn't in it yet, but she's there every day watching. His oldest is actually in it now. So yeah, it's a family affair.
No, that's awesome. Do you still like teach classes to kids
he's there 24/7. Like, I swear he's in that building all the time. I'm more of a mascot. That, like, I'm like, hey, y'all, and then I'm out, you know, type thing. But yeah, no, I was doing the MMA classes, but the time wise, me, I don't like to, after about 6 o'clock, I like to just wind it down, kids, chill with my lady, like, you know what I mean, just call it a day. So, of course, MMA, everybody's got a job, everybody's not off until 8 o'clock. We were up there some nights training from 8 to like 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, that's just what it was. Like, we'd be on there. All right, man, come on. You ready? Another round? All right, then we're going to go another round. You know, that whole male ego. Stop. No, I don't know how to stop. he's there running it. Got different programs and whatnot set up, you know, with it. We've introduced, like, you can't have schools anymore without having jiu-jitsu in it. Like, it's just just the thing, you know. So we brought in some guys for that, you know. But yeah, he's in there. I'll pop in, you know, every once in a while, testings and, you know, stuff like that. That's him, and I'll show up when he needs me.
Yeah. Well, did they watch the fight? How did they react to it?
I think, like, definitely for the first one, they did a whole little watch party up there, you know, the whole little event thing. But there's a place here, Beef O'Brady's. They'll actually start playing my fights, especially now. So a lot of folks just go up there because, you know, it's local right here, right next to BTA. And then you've got, you know, food, drinks, and all that other stuff. And then we don't have to worry about cleaning up, you know, if you throw anything at, you know, somebody else's establishment. So, but yeah.
It's way better. Right. Well, man, it was like an absolute pleasure to speak with you, and I really hope that, you know, I'll get this chance again. Like, honestly, like, I just started to get a cold and I felt like really down, and now I'm like full of energy.
There you go. Wow, like, vitamin C.
So thank you so much. I'll leave you. I know you have like a million messages now to get back to, but like, yeah, I hope the best for you. And
you just tied me up. Like, I probably was probably like at closing down to 50. Me taking this little break right here probably just made about 1,000 now. Way to go. Now I got somebody to blame. Yeah, good enough.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone. Oh, man. But like, thank you. And hopefully, like, I'll have you on again. And like, it'd be a pleasure.
Awesome. Yes, yes, yes. Hopefully in this magnitude too, we'll be talking about, man, did you see that kick? No, yeah, but yeah, definitely. No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
One thing I wanted to ask you, just out of curiosity, because like, you throw like a lot of spin kicks, right? And like, I just want to just like pass me by now. Like, you know, you throw like a lot of spin kicks and stuff. Isn't that, isn't that hard to like practice while sparring? Because I know people get like all weird about like, oh, you hit me with your heel or you hit me with this. Like, it's isn't tough, it hard to like train for that?
I'm just now getting used to throwing my tornado kick at like half speed while sparring, because that's a lot of meat coming when I throw, you know, when I throw it full speed, you know. So it's tough. I didn't practice that move at all this whole camp. We didn't practice that. That's just, you know, that like literally that fake step spinning hook kick has always been either spinning side kick or spinning hook kick. One of them is going to land, you know. So I saw it, the way he kept planting his foot. He was started to dig in. And then when I threw the side kick, I think it was in the first round, he winced down like that. He put his hands down and kind of came down to block the kick to the gut instead of going to the head. So I was like, all right, Chris, definitely second round, start mixing it in. I didn't think that one was going to land. I was going to faint that one and then try to come back a little bit later after landing a couple more leg kicks and then throw it a little bit higher. But that one went through and I was like, all right. But yeah, no, yeah, they're it's, I can hit a bag with it, you know what I mean? But you don't get that same reaction. Like when he fell out, I don't know if you noticed my little cartoon trying to get over to him to hit him, because you when you throw those, you know you have to throw it with force. So your body's like, but you can't practice that force in, you know, in training. So it's one of those things you practice on Bob the dummy and hopefully, you know, get the reaction you're looking for.
Yeah, hopefully it comes out in a fight like you right. think. I've had like so many issues with that, because I absolutely love spin kicks. Like I love them and I love to throw them. I love how I feel when I throw them. I love like the timing of it, you know, like all of it. I feel amazing. Like it's amazing. It's like
a magical unicorn when I'm spinning.
Yeah, exactly. But then like I've had like in training just so many people be like, oh, you can't throw that. Like, wow, that's not a cool move. That's like, I'm like, I mean, I get it, but what am I supposed to practice when I fight?
Exactly. Like, hitting the wave master gets old. He's just like, come on, man. Like, you need that reaction. Block, man. For real. Initially, that's your fault. You should have blocked it or got out the way.
Yeah. Not on me. I mean, I feel like if you can throw it in Taekwondo sparring, I should be able to throw it in MMA sparring. Like, come on, man.
You should make them wear chest protectors. That's the only thing I can think. Right? Chest protectors. Yeah. That's the only thing I can think at this point.
Well, you can get on that.
Right.
So like the next time you see like Stipe or Alistair, just like start handing them chest protectors. Just,
what is this? Don't worry about it. You'll see.
Don't worry about it. Just wear it. You're gonna find out.
Exactly. You're gonna learn today.
All right, man. I'll leave you to your now 1,500 messages.
Yep. There it is.
It went up already. Extra question.
My phone just went off again. There it is. Yep.
All right, have a good one. Thank you so
much. Awesome, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.